My name is Brianne Smith, and I am a writer and editor. I specifically do fashion writing and editing, and I am the in-house fashion person for The Grid newspaper, writing and styling their fashion page. I also write for places like Elle Canada, Lulu, Toronto Life, as well as Shadaline.com, FashionMagazine.com, ElleCanada.com, and I also do freelance styling for places like Much Music. And for my day job, I also work as a senior editor at Totem Brand Stories.
Wow, so you're busy.
Yeah, you could say that.
How did you get started in this line of work?
I've always wanted to work in magazines my whole life. I was always a big magazine junkie when I was a little kid. I would always read like Vanity Fair and Vogue when I was when we were on our long summer boat trips, and it made me sort of fall in love with it. But what sort of got me, I guess, concretely started was I volunteered and worked for the student newspaper when I was in university, the Martlet at the University of Victoria, which really sort of got me going on getting published for the first time.
So obviously you've got enough freelance work to make a career out of it now, but was there a time when you had to do a lot of internships and things like that?
I did sort of a bunch of sort of different things along the way. I did the co-op program when I was in university, so I did 4 co-op work terms. I did 2 in government, which is, if you know me now, is kind of funny to picture me working at a government office. But I also did 2 magazine internships as well. But along the way, you sort of in journalism, you definitely often have to do things that are maybe not super in your original line of interest. Like I was a technology reporter for 2.5 years. But you can always sort of take something away from it, I find. Like in that case, there's actually a lot of worse beats that you can cover. And I got a feel, for instance, for filing really fast and churning out the copy. So you kind of get something out of it along the way from each and every assignment.
Is the job as glamorous as it seems?
It is and it isn't at the same time. Like on the one hand, there's tons of like glamorous things, I guess. And it's actually kind of funny. You kind of forget about it when you're in it for a while, but then you take a step back and you realize just how amazing it is to work in fashion and to work in publishing. You know, I've gotten to go to Barcelona on like a press trip. I get free. I never buy beauty products because I get so much of that for free. You get to go to fancy parties all the time with tons of free fancy booze and gift bags and hang out with all your friends who also work in the industry. I get to work on fashion photo shoots, which is like so amazing and a really great sort of creative thing to do and kind of fancy. You get to style models and, you know, dress people the way that I would want to dress them, which is amazing. On the other hand, it's not glamorous in that the money's often not great because a lot of budgets are really tight in Canadian publishing. It's not glamorous because you're competing for the same teeny tiny number of jobs with like thousands of other people. And in addition to those thousands you're competing with, I always say then there's like hundreds as well who are like, you know, kind of qualified. And then there's like dozens who are quite qualified and have a lot of great experience. And then there's another handful who is just as driven as you, just as talented, just as creative, just as amazing, just as special. So it's a pretty tight industry. And also, yeah, the hours are long. And whenever you're hustling, like it's called hustling for a reason. Like you have to really work hard at it. Like a lot of me and a lot of my peers who really sort of make a go of it, you don't have a lot of downtime. You spend your free time either pitching or networking or trying to drum up the next great idea or pitch or story or photo shoot or, you know, you're in to get into the industry. Or if you're on staff somewhere, it's always trying to stay ahead of the competition.
How did your formal education at the University of Victoria help you with this career, if at all?
It did in that, I was a double major in English and creative writing, so I didn't actually take any like journalism courses or any J-school stuff. I didn't do any of that. Essentially, you could say all my like formal education was by volunteering and working at the newspaper and working under amazing editors there who taught me the ways. But I also read a lot of creative nonfiction and journalism, which is, I think, how you often... which is how you often learn, is just by like reading other people who are amazing, and you kind of absorb it by osmosis. And if you're smart, you can kind of pick up the tricks. But I don't know. I think that my English degree was helpful in that you have to learn how to do like close analysis of passages and really sort of think about what you're reading and be a good critic rather than just sort of glossing it over and just kind of like skipping over it like the surface of the water. But what I really learned from there was how to really just the major importance of choosing exactly the right word.
Once you do make it, once you do have a number of clients, what's the money like?
In magazines, you can make like hardly any money. Like you make, I know people starting out can make literally like $30,000 a year, even in this day and age, especially in the post-recession times. You can make, like, hustling as a freelancer. I've heard one number where someone who was like a super long-term prominent freelancer, he makes like $45,000 a year doing, but that's doing not very much corporate work. If you do a lot of corporate work, then you can drum up like big bundles of cash and maybe make like 60 or something, or like, and then supplement it with like long form feature writing, you could drum up some cash. But those are also very time intensive. And like another thing that's kind of not upsetting, but I guess like sort of unfortunate, is that let's say, for instance, you have worked for a while, like let's say you're like 30 and you're like in like a senior level. So like me or like some of my colleagues and stuff, like you'll still only be making roughly, let's say, like $50,000 to $60,000 a year. And that's if you already have like 8 years of industry experience. A lot of my friends or colleagues in non-journalism, they're like, are you joking? Like, that's how much money you're making when you're at that point in your career in the industry. Like, how much will you ever reach? So that's just one thing I've always made peace with, and I always try not to really complain about making not that much money in magazines and publishing, because you definitely don't really get into it for the money. I've always just been like, you know, this is the life I chose, and there's no point in complaining about it, because you knew going in that you would never make that much money working in magazines. So just the way it is. You get to have an awesome life and a creatively fulfilling life instead.